The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle, live in studio, waiting to take your call on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday in Washington. Finally, where did the rain go? I don't care. I just don't want it here. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything you have in mind about your health, as long as it's, you know, not a question of what drug did I use or what surgical procedure, because that's not what we do here. What we do is try to get you in a direction that you become the master of your own ship. You know, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself program, that book that I wrote a few years back. Well, that's the whole premise of everything that we do. We want you to be able to synthesize information, to be able to understand your options and what really is true about your body, that it is an amazing self-healing mechanism. But unfortunately, we get in the way. The body doesn't need any help. It just doesn't need interference. What does that mean? That means that if you provide it with the opportunity to be able to resolve things and you don't beat it up and quit hammering it so it begins to fail on you, subsequently, your body begins to turn itself around. And over a period of time, what happens is when we aren't attentive, when we're not a steward of our own bodies, if you will, our own physiology, the body will begin to go through degradation. It begins to break down. It begins to show signs of degeneration. And we unfortunately adopt the axiom of what do you expect for your age? Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but what I expect for my age and continuing presence on this planet is the ongoing capacity, the ability to do more and more and more. How is that possible? Because your body was designed to do that. We're the ones that interfere with it and break it up over decades. And subsequently, we go into a place of stress, irritation. Now, we've talked about chemical, emotional, and structural stresses, right? So injury patterns, biochemical insults, things that you eat, you shouldn't eat, things that you need more of, you don't get enough of, the exposures from all kinds of nonsense in our environment today. And then the emotional piece, you know, those 6 inches that go between your earlobes, it's not the brain neurological function. It is the mentation, the things that we think about, make decisions about. You know, the old axiom, if you think it's true, it's true. If you think you're right, you're right. If you think you're wrong, you're absolutely on target. So the point of it is that what your body will follow step in whatever you're thinking and what are the foremost thought in your brain. So if that's really accurate, then we have to have control. And some of you need to be arrested for the things that go through your brains. You have to make sure that you're focused on resolving things. So that's why we do this. This is why we give you the opportunity not only to listen to information that is above the cut, but also to understand the process. So if we have these stressors, these structural, chemical, emotional stressors, and they begin to affect how your body's physiological system begins to work, we end up with aberrant, abnormal function. And if we allow abnormal function to occur over a period of time, if we suppress this dynamic system called your body, then you ultimately end up with what? You end up with other things that are called symptoms. I don't feel good. I have a headache. My back hurts. You know, I don't have the energy. I'm anxious. I'm depressed. You know, my skin seems to be changing and so forth. And then if we continue to do that, we end up in the state of pathology. Pathological considerations are things that you can actually see. It is the changes in tissue. It is the degeneration of joints. It is the organ systems. They're organ systems that no longer function because the tissues that make them up are now not normal. And then you end up with, what do you expect? You're at this point of your life, and these things are going to happen to you regardless. Well, not so much. You have to say, what got me here? You know, we're born, and we live, and we die. That's the natural course of things. You came into this planet. You have a long period of time, fortunately, hopefully. Some of us, because through our own devices, we shorten that period of time. And then ultimately you're dying. You're supposed to start really quick, like a beautiful candle. You're supposed to live long, and you're supposed to kind of snuff out immediately without any wax or waning. Unfortunately, we don't get to do that. In many cases, we kind of see this downwards onslaught of disease and pathology and degeneration over a period of time, subsequently ending up in a bad place, right? And we spend not only maybe a moment or two leaving, dying, but we begin to see our bodies degenerate and break down. Well, what is all this leading up to? I mean, I'm starting out a little differently than I normally start the program out, because I want to introduce to you a couple concepts and something that the Rozelle Center for Healing will be initiating in our office in Fairfax, Virginia, and the Core Concepts Chiropractic office in Ashburn will be offering it at 1.2. And remember, that's an office that Dr. Tom Rozelle as well has consultation directive in. So let's talk about what I'm talking about. What am I talking about? I'm talking about regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine. What in God's name is regenerative medicine? It's important because you're going to hear more and more of it. As the next 10 years go by, you're going to hear more about genetic editing. You're going to hear more about regenerative medicine. And I'm constantly getting questions on this area. And if you have a question today, please call and ask, and we can talk about it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. So regenerative medicine is a branch of something called translational research in tissue engineering and molecular biology. What in God's name is that all about? I mean, is that like a big phrase that says, oh my God? Well, what it deals with is the process of replacing or reconstructing or re-engineering human tissue, human cells, organ systems, as you will, in restoring function. A lot of this came originally out of Israel and out of Russia and, you know, places that we say, oh, really? It came out of there? We have the greatest medicine system in the world. No, not really. We stand about number 35 on the industrialized nations relative to that wellness index. Yeah, that's right. With all the money that we spend, we're on the bottom of the totem pole. So we have to kind of step back and say, why? What's going on? I'll give you a quick example, then we'll get on to what we're talking about. Here we use drugs and we look at symptomological processes. What is a symptomological process? You've got a heart that's misfiring. So it can be an AFib, it could be a PVC, it could be a lot of different things that cause the heart to have extra things. So you go to your doc, and well-meaning, they're taught to look at the symptoms and give you something to control the symptoms. Well, one of the things that they're fearful of in something like that is blood clots. So what do? So they have been taught, because of the way the structured education system is and who it's paid for, by the way, to use aspirin therapy as one of the primary lines of defense. You know, that 81 milligram aspirin that your doc said you got to take for the rest of your life to stop bleed or stop blood clotting. Well, and by the way, if you had a heart attack, they're definitely going to put you on it. Your cholesterol is up, they're definitely going to put you on it. Well, where's the fallacy there? Well, 81 milligrams, the FDA in August of 2014 came out and said very specifically that people who are on aspirin therapy, 81 milligrams, you can look this up, by the way, look, FDA reversed its position on aspirin therapy, August 2014, and you're going to see that they say that people who are on aspirin therapy have the worst cardiovascular outcomes. They increase the risk of stroke. They increase the risk of heart attack. They increase the risk of vascular bleed and so forth. So why in God's name would they prescribe 81 milligrams of aspirin as a preventative across the board? Well, let me give you a financial clue. Bayer, okay, 81 milligrams baby aspirin, Bayer, their bottom line every year is over $1.27 billion just from aspirin. Just from that one. Do you think that it's the fox in the hen house? I'll leave that up to you to decide. But my brain says, there's got to be an agenda here. So when you're talking about $1.27 billion, that's going into somebody's back pocket. So what did they do in 2017? They completely reversed the story and said, well, yeah, even though it's preventative and only in some people, well, that's not the case. And by the way, it helps certain types of cancers. There's other ways of taking control. Let's go back to regenerative medicine. So regenerative medicine is that branch, as we said, that looks at restoring normal function. So here you are, years have gone by, or even in early years, you have, you know, athletes or people who are overweight and so forth, and they have joints that are breaking down. And you're bone on bone. Your doc goes, says, well, you're bone on bone. We're going to watch it. Watch what? That's my favorite word. Watch what? And you're ultimately going to have a knee replacement or a hip replacement or a shoulder replacement, or your spinal joints have massive degenerative changes called stenosis. Your gliding points called facets now have enlarged. They're hypertrophic. And so subsequently, you're looking for some kind of spinal surgery or hip surgery or shoulder surgery. Now, I've spent my career over 40 years dealing with degenerative joints. People come into our practice and they're in pain. And sometimes they're not in pain. They just have loss of function. And on MRI and X-ray and so forth, we see these bone-on-bone areas. Now, what our job is to try to get people out of pain as best we possibly can and give them as much function and be able to restore as much as that we can possibly restore, trying to avoid surgical intervention. There's an axiom. Once you're cut, no matter whether the pain's gone or not, you're cut. And you're going to destroy a lot of other function because of that cutting, that surgery that comes about. So the idea is not only just to avoid it and try to forestall it, but to reverse as much as you possibly can. And we've done that very adequately, but not completely, and not as much as I'd love to, with the initiation of things like spinal manipulation and acupuncture and low energy light laser and changing the diet from an acidic, destructive, degenerative dietary biochemical environment into something that's alkaline and restorative, because joints can't break down if the body is alkalized. So when you look at your own body, you have to look at, how much of my axiom are you eating every day? The sugars, the sodas, the coffee, the black teas, the fast foods, the fried foods, the alcohol, the gluten, the additives, the preservatives, the GMO products. How many of you are eating foods, go out and have a piece of meat and say, well, meat's good for you. Well, only if it's free range, organic, grass fed meat. But you're going and say, well, I'm grabbing, whatever. And you think at the end of the day, and you're not drinking enough water, and the water you're drinking is acidic. You're not filtering your water. You're not going out and buying things. So I can go on and we can talk about that piece. But the point of it is it brings you to a place where normal function is lost. And once normal function is lost and muscles don't fire the way they're supposed to, joint spaces begin to deteriorate. Organ systems begin to deteriorate. Things begin to break down. So, is there a resolution? Well, the things that we've done, like I said, spinal manipulation, keeping the joint spaces moving, keeping the muscles working the way they're supposed to, changing the dietary patterns, using low energy light laser, using acupuncture, work amazingly well if I can get the patient to cooperate and make some changes within lifestyle, because then the body begins to repair itself. But there reaches a place where even with the great stuff that we're doing, along the line, there is a place where now you've got destruction of the joint, not just narrowing of the joint. And something has to be done. And now suddenly we're starting to see slipping in slowly over a period of time, the area of regenerative medicine that is going to take over, in our opinion. And why are we talking about this? Because within the next 2 months, the Rozelle Center for Healing will be bringing in regenerative stem cell and PRP therapy into the office. And we're expanding our scope with other professionals, other physicians that will come in and do those things with us. Isn't that interesting, right? So we're going to have another piece. Is that the first place you go? No. You still have to do some changes. You still have to create an environment. Well, if you keep doing what you did before, then you're going to still end up with a place that you got to produce that degeneration. We're going to talk about that specifically throughout the program today. Want your calls? Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio. It's a beautiful day outside. It's gorgeous. Finally, the rain and the drips and so forth have seemed to have gone away, hopefully for quite some time. And the next week looks pretty good, too. I think there's only like a day that we might get a little tease of some rain, but the rest of the week looks great. We're getting into that fall season. Temperatures are dropping. Nights are a little clearer, and you get to sleep, and that's the keynote. By the way, go to bed, sleep, get some rest. We're talking about a very fascinating, interesting subject. It's called regenerative medicine, and it's a area of that deals with the process of replacing, engineering, regenerating tissue, not only to joint spaces, but organ systems and so forth. It's an area that holds tremendous, in my opinion, promise to repair the system and turn many of the things that we have in front of us. And we're also looking at an era that we're going to be talking about stem, not only stem cells, which we're going to talk about today, but we're going to, but also the genetic editing. And genetic editing is being able to take your genetic map and change the way it expresses itself. So your disease processes, your chronic problems, your family pass-throughs and so forth go away. Yes, that's what I said. They go away. Go online and look up stem cells. Some of you are going to say, oh my God, we're going to start playing God. And there is that problem. And there has to be some philosophical and ethical and moral controls over what takes place. But at the end of the day, it also holds the key to modifying and mitigating man's suffering. You know, for years, I've spent over 40 years of my life helping people in every way that I possibly can. And we've gone out through our foundation, caring for others. We've touched people who have little or nothing and going into other areas. And we've done it with changes in dietary patterns and energetic platforms through acupuncture, today low energy light laser, and we've used manual manipulation and things in trying to keep the body back into an equilibrium. Well, now the next evolution. The next evolution is this regenerative medicine, and it's mind-boggling. The field holds huge promise for restoring function. If people are willing. Now, remember, I went over, you know, in the last part of the program that we break down because we ignore ourselves structurally, chemically, emotionally, that we're never taught how to handle those things. We're never taught that we have to eat certain things. And, you know, we have people that say, well, you know, I don't have time. I can't do this. And then more and more you're seeing, you know, genetically modified foods. You're seeing foods that have been hybridized, foods that have been modified in many different ways, loaded up with tons of sugars. Why so much sugars? You know, we've mentioned in many programs that, you know, back in the day when this country was first formed, the average consumption of sugar was less than 14 pounds, 10 pounds per person per year. That by itself, think about 14 pounds. That's a lot of sugar, right? Over a period of years time. And there's a lot of people like me that get very little sugar. So who gets my share? Today, many, many years later, over 200 years later, you've got the average consumption of sugar per person in excess of 168 pounds per year. Why? Sugar's addictive. Sugar's also degenerative. Sugar's also plaquing. Sugar's also potential of all kinds of degenerative diseases within the body. Just taking that one piece. So we see what lifestyle does. Patient comes into my office in pain. They have diabetic neuropathy. They have all kinds of other neuropathic conditions. They have the inability to function normally. And one of the things that we look at with every patient is, what are you shoving in your face? You know, what are you not getting that you need to have? What are you putting in there that's causing destruction? So we move things forward. And you know, we talked about epigenetics. Epigenetics means your body's expression of a cellular genetic program based on your environmental impact, structural, chemical, emotional. And when we talk about chemical, we're talking about chemical, electric, you know, all the stuff that's around our environments. So we see things that are expressed genetically that are either good for you and make you stronger or expressed genetically because of those SNPs that we have, those genetic glitches that we have, and cause the body to begin to break down. So if that's true, can we stop that? Well, the answer is yes, because we also know that genetic, epigenetic patterns can be modified, suppressed, or made to go away completely. Years ago, we thought it was about 60, 70% of the time. Now we know it's 100% of the time that under the right circumstances, that genetic SNPs, these flaws, these BRCA markers that we pass on from one person to the other can be modified, can be suppressed, can be not only suppressed but made to go away. So now the branch of re-engineering or regenerative medicine is coming, but we've known that for a long time. And with manual manipulation and acupuncture and nutrition and dietary patterns, we've been able to deal with these for a long time. So regenerative medicine includes the possibility of not only stopping things but growing new tissues. And as I said, the Results Center for Healing within the next 6 to 8 weeks is going to be bringing in and expanding our platform stem cell therapies and PRP therapies, and we'll talk about exactly what that is in the second half of the program. I hope you're enjoying this, and I'd love to have your questions on it. Call me at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk. Let's talk about what's going on that doesn't work anymore with you. That's what we're talking about, the destruction of the body over a period of time because of all the wrong choices that we've made in our lives, the lack of activity, the stress patterns that we don't know how to deal with, subsequently leading us to a place where we're seeing cellular changes, destruction in tissue expressions from our genetic map that don't need to be there. And we're talking about an area of interest called regenerative restorative medicine. And it basically means that, you know, in a bioengineering model, bio meaning biological engineering, you know, we're looking at the interfacing of all the systems of the body, that there are things within the system called stem cells. And these are the cells that everything expresses itself from. That when you have a heart, there is a cell that is undifferentiated that allows it to express itself. And that goes back to when we're born and cells begin to multiply, and then there's an instruction that takes place. And as we get older, those instructions are to be from something called RNA, which is ribonucleic acid. And it causes our DNA, your genetic expression, your genetic map, to do what it's supposed to be doing. So over time, sometimes those cells get messed up because of that epigenetic expression that we talked about in the first part of the program, meaning your environment's impact to your cellular expression. And then subsequently, what happens if you have a bad environmental impression, impact, then the expression, if you will, becomes aberrant or disease or pathological in what's taking place. So you get somebody that, you know, you get two people and they grew up in the same neighborhood, but one's a smoker, one's not. And they have great systems, but that person who's a smoker causes the cellular tissue to begin to break down, degenerate. And so you end up with a patient who has either chronic pulmonary disease, or you have somebody who has cancer, somebody who has asthmatic conditions and so forth, that is localized to that one area. But we know that the nicotines and so forth have an impact all through the body. So when we're dealing with these expressive, abnormal expressive situations, you know, things that we see children with childhood cancers, and it's so devastating. What caused that tissue? Was it just God said, you know, this is the course of your life? Not necessarily. We got to look back and find out why that cellular tissue began to break down. So in the science of regenerative or restorative medicine, we're starting to see things that we didn't expect years ago, meaning that things can reverse themselves 100%. And we're beginning to see that it has to do with a lot of different structural, chemical, emotional things. But we need to use that to our benefit. And what's happening now is that we're being able to go in and use these different stem cells, the things meaning that which everything comes from and differentiated from, and being able to change things, right? So when it comes to pain management, and you know, this is the area in our office that we're very interested in, anything that affects the nervous system, modern medicine, and I use that term loosely, modern medicine is beginning to see things relative to the why behind them that they didn't understand before. And you know, rather than dealing with degenerative joint spaces, arthritis, if you will, and injuries solely on eliminating the symptoms to mask the pain, which is typically what medicine does, there's tremendous amount of things that can be done, even above what we've been doing for many years with manual manipulation and dietary changes and acupuncture and low energy light laser and exercise and so forth, which work. But there are other things that can begin to actually repair tissue damage and reverse it, other than joint space replacements, getting an artificial hip, getting an artificial shoulder, getting an artificial knee. But we're going to talk about, you know, these things as we go through. And, you know, I want you to think about it because, and I want your phone calls at 888-630-9625. But first, let's go to the phones. Wen, are you still there? Hi. How can I help you?
Well, Dr. Roselle, I'm delighted that you're moving into regenerative medicine because I have a pituitary tumor that messed up my calcium metabolism. So the prolactin levels went up, and it started, you know, leaching the calcium out of my bones.
When did it start? Because generally any kind of calcium problem that starts with the brain is something that's going to affect the parathyroid gland. Your parathyroid is obviously stimulated by the brain as well as the thyroid is. You got four little glands that are embedded in the thyroid, parathyroid, and they're both stimulated by the pituitary. If that connection's not working the way it's supposed to, or if it's being overstimulated because of a low-lying tumor or residual cellular response that increases its triggering mechanism, that's what happens. So what have they done? Give me a little background. What have they done for you? What have they told you so I can kind of lead you in the right direction?
So they make me get a DEXA scan every year, and every year my bones are a little more porous, and they told me to, you know, eat more calcium. That was my ear against the phone. They told me to eat more calcium, but it doesn't go where it's supposed to. So
what are they doing to give you to allow the calcium to be able to metabolize? Because you have to deal with, you know, with any calcium metabolism, you have to make sure, one, that you have enough stomach acid to be able to break the calcium down into a transportable molecule. Number one, you have to have enough magnesium. If you don't have enough magnesium, and most of us are deficient, it's not going to happen. If your vitamin D level is lower than it should be, and anything under 50 on the range of 32 to 100 is too low, you have to have enough boron and selenium and so forth. So there are many different pieces that will allow that calcium to transport if it's not transporting. So you've got to look at a lot of different things, and it can be part of that whole loop that you're talking about. Anyway, I don't mean to jump in, but go ahead and tell me some more.
Well, no, that's the reason I called, is because I have a good doctor, but they just say come back in a year and get another DEXA scan.
Yeah, so they have
tested my D levels, and they were like none, and so I do take a D supplement, and after I take 1,000 in the morning and 1,000 at night, and it's all the way up to 34.
Okay, so you need to take a whole lot more than that. It's got to get
way. Yeah, they don't do that, so that's why I called.
Okay, so there's a lot that can be done, and you know I'd have to have a better profile on you. Have there been any injuries to your head over a period of years? Any kind of blows, traumas, car accidents, things of that nature?
So about 10 years ago, I had a car accident and had a torsional brain injury. And so that's how they found the tumor, is because they actually did an MRI. They knew my prolactin levels were up, but they kind of didn't want to take a picture inside my head. But then after I had the car accident, they decided to, and that's how they found the pituitary tumor. But it's tiny, you know, size of a pencil eraser.
Yeah, and it may or may not be something that is part of the problem. Sometimes these tumors that are sitting there for years and years and years do absolutely nothing, and then because of an accident like you're having, there's a sheath around the brain that attaches to the hard bones called the dura. And sometimes when you're hit in an automobile accident, or even in a fall, or, you know, watching professional sports, that dura, that covering, is twisted and it's torqued, and it puts pressure on something that may be there that's been sitting there for years, and now all of a sudden it's activated. And, or it can simply be that it caused a problem with the brainstem, which we call the vestigial portion of the brain. My tongue is being tied today. And that automatic reflex, that life-saving reflex within your brain, is altered, and other issues that come about. So you have this, we can take it from a lot of different areas. So the short answer is yes, they're watching something means that we're going to wait to either you're totally destroyed, or we have to intervene in some way heroically. But you want to catch it in the functional state which you're in right now and be able to reverse that. So the short end is we've done a tremendous amount of work, you know, in that area. I would encourage you, you know, to give us a call. We can probably very direct in what's taking place in the world that we deal with, there's an answer. There's a why is that. If you can find the why is it, if we can say this is the, these are the things that are going on, you can beat this thing and you can turn it around. But when you simply wait and watch, you're waiting and watch to either death do you part from the planet, or you're going to get more and more destructive, degenerative changes, which make your life qualitatively miserable. And, you know, with osteoporotic conditions, as you know, you can begin to break things and spines will begin to break down and collapse. So is there something that you can do? Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. You know, give me a call. Let me know what we can do, and happy to walk you through it. And, you know, the one thing about our practice, if we tell you that we can do something, we'll be able to do it. If we tell you you can't, we'll tell you what to do about it. If you were, you know, if you were my wife, my sister, my mother, I would direct you that way. Give me a call. Happy to you know, to guide you a little further. But, you know, watching is not the thing that we want to do. 888-630-9625. There's so much in that area. Those are one of the things that make me a little crazy. You know, when your body is a self-healing, self-regulating machine under the right conditions, just with calcium, if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach, you cannot absorb calcium, period, end of story. If you're on a protein pump inhibitor, you know, getting rid of that acid reflux that your doctor said you had, sometimes it has nothing to do with that. You're not going to absorb your calcium. You're not going to absorb B12. You're not going to absorb most of your minerals. You're going to have huge problems down the pike. So you've got to be able to step up. You know what the problem with the most of us? We get into a habit of doing certain things and we don't want to do it. We don't want to change that habit because it becomes inconvenient. You know, think about this. Well, first time you went out to learn how to drive, and you know, said, so we got to put, you know, you got to put your hands on, you got to put your seatbelt on, you got to put the key in, you got to turn this, you got to make sure you have gas, you have to make sure that, you know, the engine heat comes up to a certain level, you got to make sure the doors are locked, and then you got to pull the shift down and put it in, or you know, if it's on the center console, pull it into drive, you put on the gas, you look behind, you got to make sure all these things, right? Tons of things to do. Now what do? You get in the car, you're automatically doing those things, you put it in, boom, 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 and it's not a big deal. It's the same thing with our lives. Once you get in the habit of changing something and it becomes automatic, it's not a big deal. Hang out with me for a week and see the things that I do. I eat more vegetables in one day than most of you eat in a week's time. It's because I have to have my energy. I have to be this energizer bunny to keep going. If I don't have it, I can't serve you and I can't do the things that I need to get done. I have a purpose in my life. You have to have a purpose that drives you and that you're willing to make some changes. Sure, in the initial stages, you got to learn some habits. You got to do some things differently. You got to move forward in a different way. But then it becomes automatic. We're talking about degenerative conditions, whether they're tissue or joint spaces. And now we're going to kind of touch upon this thing called stem cells. You know, so, you know, what are stem cells and how, you know, the thing that we're looking at bringing in stem cell therapy at the Rozelle Center for Healing within the next month or so is to allow you that have waited too long to take the next step to heal your body. And they begin to be able to change things and turn things around. But when it comes to pain management, we're going to be using and restorative conditions. We're going to be using PRP, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. We're going to be using amniotic-derived stem cell activator injections. And it's relatively new, coming out over the last several years, but the effect, the side effects are, they don't exist, but it becomes apparent, particularly in musculoskeletal conditions, that it can resolve, restore, and fix so many things that people have been living with. It turns out that amniotic fluid is where these stem cells come from, and it's done at the time, an agreement made at the time of delivery, and these things are stored, and they are heavily concentrated with growth factors, hyaluronic acid, and all kinds of antimicrobial components that are in these stem cells, and the body will not reject them because there's no immunological response. So we're going to be doing seminars on this. We're going to be introducing it to you in a lot of different ways. It's important that you understand because this is the future of medicine relative to reclaiming, not just having somebody do it to you, but you stepping up and doing what you have to do to make sure that you have the platform to be able to turn these things around. But amniotic stem cell therapy is the future, as well as PRP. We're going to talk about that in a second. But let's go to the phones. Jill, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Well, I went for a run, and my foot hurt. And I went and got an x-ray, and nothing was wrong. I had physical therapy. It wasn't getting better. I got an MRI, and it came back. I had plasmoiditis. and the doctor injected me back down by my sesamoid bone. And during the injection, all of a sudden, there was excruciating pain. So
what were you injected?
He injected me with, with sclerosing agent.
A sclerosing agent, okay.
So either the sclerosing killed stuff or the he hit the nerve or something. But ever since then, my whole leg up to my, right above my knee, it swells.
Okay, so let me
turns red.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
Yeah, Jill, sclerosing agents shouldn't be used in that type of situation. It's a hardening agent. That's what it means.
No.
Sclerosing agent is a hardening agent, and it's used if there's a muscle tear. It can be very effective. It's used as it's a sugar sucrose irritant that is injected in there, and it causes an irritation, causes scar tissue to form. And so when you put something like that into a joint space or into an area, sesamoid bone is an extra bone that didn't fuse when you were very, very young. And so subsequently, they either hit the nerve or something else, but it's scarring, and that's what's causing a constant irritation. And that's where that scarring can be broken up. It can be broken up with acupuncture. It can be broken up with ultrasound. It can be broken up with low-energy light laser. Unfortunately, I've seen the end product of that way too many times, but it can be taken care of. You know, give us a call. We'd love to help you out. At any time, go to rosellcare.com. Send me a note. I'll get back to you as fast as I possibly can. If you want to talk to one of our doctors in-house, 703-698-7117. That's how you find them. And God, we have so much to talk about. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday that the Redskins are not playing at home. And we're here at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. And those of you on different parts of the country, you know the drill, you know the math. And go to drtomrozelle.com or go to rozellecare.com. And you can find the current programs, past programs. There's all kinds of things there for your learning pleasure. And we are here to educate you, to give you the information that you need to have so you can change your life, because you are the captain of your own ship. That's why my book, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself program. And this is our program. This is why we're here from you. There's so many of you sitting there right now, and you waited a while to call, because the program we're talking about today, stem cell regeneration and PRP and so forth, you know, it's a revolutionary new approach to handling things. And it includes, you know, the amniotic and umbilical stem cells. And there's three different types of stem cells, by the way. There's amniotic, there's chorionic, and there's your fat cells. And, you know, these things are regulated, by the way, from the FDA. They've been blessed and they've been given approval. Their growth factors, hyaluronic acid, which we know maintains the integrity of tissue, cytokines and stem cells are all the things that are reparative and restorative. We're going to talk about more and more about this over the weeks to come and in between the programs, that we do for you. But, this application, if you're bone on bone, spinal stenosis, different types of arthritic conditions, if you're doctors told you that you're going to have a knee or a hip or a shoulder replacement, or you're looking forward to spinal surgery. This is an area that can be extraordinary. And as the Rozelle Center for Healing expands its footprint in the time to come, and we go into a very heavily wellness, regenerative medical model with many different applications. We have chiropractors who specialize in an area called applied kinesiology. We have naturopathics, naturopathic physicians. We have functional medicine nutritionists. We have people who work together and physicians who we use that are extraordinary at what they do. So we want to be able to help you. And we've been doing a great job for that over 40 years. And we're adding another piece to the puzzle. You know, I wanted to tell you what PRP is, and it's something called platelet-rich plasma therapy, and it involves an injection of your own platelets and fibrin into the tissue. You know, it represents a new form of therapy that uses your body's own substances, and it's can be very, very useful, sometimes just in tears particularly. You have a ligamentous tear or muscular tear, and it can make a huge difference in restoring. And we're going to be doing the PRP patterns as well, but we're going to combine them with the right approaches to nutritional enhancement. We're going to increase the ability of the body to have a positive outcome long-term, you know, using low-energy light laser and acupuncture and some manual work. You know, if you have a structure system that is beat up and it's out of position, it's not holding the way it's supposed to, that's got to be corrected as well. But we're going to have seminars on this. We're going to be doing in-house programs. We're going to be doing radio programs in this as an ongoing adaption to the things that we do already to serve you, and that's our primary reason that we exist, is to serve you, to open up the door, to make you aware that there's so many other things that can be done by just being becoming proactive. You don't have to suffer the onslaughts. This program is way too short. Next week, my guest in studio will be Dareth Painter. She is the principal of Thermography Centers of Fairfax. She's going to be talking about thermographic imaging, and I think you're going to find it extremely fascinating. I'll be here. Make sure that you are as well. We'll see you next week. This is a great program. I love you all. Bye.